The federal government is trying to make it easier for consumers to figure out who's good and who's not in a lesser-known part of the healthcare industry. For the first time, Medicare has released star ratings for home health agencies. The agencies consist of nurses, therapists, and social workers who bring treatment to you. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports on how agencies earn their stars and potentially set themselves up for higher reimbursements in the future.
Annie Wilson isn't quite as active as she once was.
I was a great square dancer back in my young days.
Okay.
Now at 105 years old, she uses a walker to get around but wants to improve her balance. So physical therapist Kurt Harkar helps her to her feet and hands her a soccer ball.
You're going to hold on to the ball, both hands. Now, we want to go side to side.
Like this.
Yep, and then over to this way. Good.
She also raises it up and down while Harkar supports her. He works for Brookdale Home Health Charlotte, and he treats patients at their homes in this South Charlotte retirement community.
The big key that we try and focus on here is making sure they're safe and as independent as they can be. So an exercise like that, it's designed to help her, let's say if she was in the bathroom, reaching up to get soap, or reaching over to the side of the sink to get, you know, hand soap again or a washcloth.
How often patients get better at moving around is one way Brookdale sets itself apart. It's also far above national averages on quickly initiating care and easing pain, according to Medicare data. Harrison Brown of the Advisory Board Company, a consulting firm, says the federal government factored all that into the first star ratings in July.
And so these metrics as a whole show home health's ability to improve a person's function and home health's ability to prevent costly episodes that are negative for the patient, like a hospitalization or like a delay in service.
That's part of the reason Medicare is putting a brighter spotlight on home health. By keeping people out of the hospital, it can save the federal government money. Brown says the new star ratings are good for consumers and the most effective agencies.
This is really an opportunity for home health agencies to differentiate themselves, given that home health actually has a lot of variability in it in terms of quality and cost.
For Brookdale Home Health Charlotte, its metrics add up to a 5-star rating, the highest possible. It's one of only 2 agencies in North Carolina to receive that honor. The most common rating is 3 stars, and only 6 agencies nationwide received 1 star, according to a Kaiser Health News analysis. The ratings have limitations. Bill Dombey of the National Association for Home Care and Hospice says, for one, they emphasize improvement.
The population in home health tends to be fairly aged, with multiple chronic illnesses, where stabilization may be the goal rather than improvement.
Dombey says it's unrealistic for a patient with Parkinson's disease, for example, to get much better, but home health can help that person maintain some independence. Another limitation is that the underlying data for the star ratings are self-reported, which creates potential for some agencies to pad their stats.
You don't know what you're getting, and there is little quality oversight of the data.
Dan Mendelson is CEO of consulting firm Avalere Health. He says the data need to improve before Medicare starts tying payments to the quality metrics, as it's already doing with hospitals.
Some home health agencies are taking this very seriously and are getting really good real-time data and going in and collecting the data on patients that they see, and others aren't, and that's the situation right now.
Brookdale Home Health Charlotte is getting real-time data. Nurses like Ginny Grinda use tablets to update patient information as they go.
I don't hear near as much congestion as I did when we were listening last week.
Grinda is listening to patient Larry Geltz's lungs. He's coming off a hospitalization for pneumonia and congestive heart failure. To help his lungs recover, she's given him a tool to practice blowing into.
There's that vibration. Good. Do it again. Perfect.
It's easy for Grinda to keep tabs on Geltz. She's part of the Brookdale team that's set up in this retirement community. She says that's another thing that sets Brookdale apart.
We are in the building, which helps. We see them intermittently, but if there is a complication, the staff can get us and we can get orders to see the patient, you know, as needed.
Brookdale Home Health has teams set up in 22 retirement communities in the Charlotte area. That may give it an advantage in the star ratings over agencies that are constantly driving from home to home. That said, the only other 5-star agency in North Carolina, WellCare Home Health in Wilmington, mostly does serve private homes. Brookdale's director, Cheryl Ingram, says the more important factors are how experienced her staff is and how well they know their patients. One nurse said she knows her patients like she knows her family.
That speaks to me volumes about what we do
and the services that we provide, not just the fact that we've got a team of people here, but that the persons that are that make up that team are following through on the things that they need to do.
Ingram says Brookdale is now looking to expand, and it'll use its 5-star rating as a selling point. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.